We individualize training in the pool, so why not individualize your nutrition? Erica Biney of Biney Wellness Building will help you and your swimmers get exactly what each athlete needs through genetic testing and personalized nutrition plans. So stop guessing what you should and shouldn't be putting into your body. Athletes within a few weeks have noticed they're recovering faster because they're fueling their body with what they need and staying away from what their body hates. Erica understands swimming. She gets it. She's worked with over 20 Olympians, including the fastest man in the world, Caleb Dressel. Group discounts are available, so go to Biney Wellness Building and get in touch with Erica today. That's Biney, B-E-I-N-E, wellnessbuilding.net.
Hey guys, I've been trialing some revolutionary new swim tech, and now you can get your hands on it too. This is EO Swim Better, a swimming evolution in the palm of your hands. Improve your technique with EO Swim Better.
Analyze your stroke technique with EO's Swim Better handset. Go to eolab.com, use code Brett at checkout and save 10%. Former swimmers, looking for a way to give back to the sport in New York City? Reach out to Imagine Swimming. Since 2002, they've been the premier learn to swim school with international and American staff, including Olympic champions Anthony Irvin and Eric Vent. Imagine Swimming offers infant to adult classes, plus competitive team options, water polo, and an artistic swimming club coached by an Olympic silver medalist. With flagship locations across Manhattan and Brooklyn, Imagine is always looking for the next generation of swimmers to pass on their knowledge and passion for swimming.
Tired of settling for less than the best with your team's dryland program? Swimstrong Dryland is the answer you've been looking for. With world-class dryland programming for every age group, customized to fit your team's needs, nutritional coaching and education centered on the latest evidence-based research, leadership training and character development to promote an athlete-driven culture, sports psychology education and mental skills training, coaches' corners to promote collaboration, data-driven performance analysis, and an unrivaled family of athletes, coaches, and teams, fast swimming starts here.
All right, I'm sitting here with a man that some of you may have never heard of, but I'm telling you, he could be Brazil's next Olympic 50 freestyler. His name is Felipe Macias, and he is incredible. He's got an incredible story. I want to tell part of that today, so welcome, my friend. How are you doing?
Thank you.
You good? Now listen, what is remarkable about you is that you've burst onto the scene in Brazil, and you're doing some incredible things, really making a name for yourself. But I think behind what you're doing is something that's really interesting, and I want to tell that story today. But the best part of it is that you're swimming three times a week, and you're doing no more than 1,000 a practice, and you're swimming faster at the age of 34, faster than you've ever swum before. How's that possible, my friend?
Oh, thank you for that opportunity. I'm so happy to be here. You are a reference for me, right, since 2008-2009 with your work with Cesar Cielo and your work with Speed, which is something very interesting. And I'm really happy to be here. I am Felipe Macias, and I am a professional swim athlete. Indeed, I train three times a week, 300 a day. And I was Brazilian champion short course. I was also third in the long course. And I swam 22-24 long course and 21-43 short course, training three times a week. And I believe my results today, 34 years old, is due a lot to training method I created, which at least is more. Because he brings me, gives me the opportunity to be able to reconcile my work routine with the trainings and focus on swim faster. So I believe because I am now 34 years, make my best marks. I owe a lot to the training method because it brings me this longevity. Where many athletes stop ages 24, 25, I am still performing at my best with 34 years old.
Yeah, listen man, it's incredible. I am a renowned sprint coach, and I find myself learning from you. You know, what you're doing is really breaking down boundaries. You're evolving swimming. You're taking it to the next level. Where did your theories and your beliefs, where were they grounded? Where was the foundation of those beliefs? Knowing that,
hey, we're doing something wrong in swimming, I need to change it, and I need to test these theories? Where'd they come from?
So, since I was little, I did train with volume, longer sessions, but still that on my base, I had a very good technical job. But came a time when I was unable to reconcile my study routine and longer my work routine with the long trainings. I did double 5 in the morning after school, and it came one time that I couldn't do it anymore, and I wasn't feeling pleasure anymore either in the sport swim, and many friends of mine, they also stopped swimming to focus on college and the entrance exam in Brazil. There is one test for you to go to the entrance exam pro to college, and there was that moment that many athletes stopped and I talked to stop too. But how I love swimming very much, I said, man, I won't stop this. I want to keep doing this. And in college, when I studied physical education. And in college, in track and field class, when they explained to me how it is, that was the foundation of the trainings of the athletes of 100 meters. I looked and said like this, damn, why isn't swim like this? Why isn't it that same format? Swimming where we are focused on swimming 50 meters, 100 meters, we make 2,000, 3,000. We do 100 times the distance of our race. A single session at a much lower intensity than we do or that we are used to or should be used to training to do on race. And that in the track and field, my head exploded when I saw that the training specifically for each part of the race. And then I started bringing this to swimming. Once I was displeased with what I saw in swimming, me who swim 50, 100 meters, make the same as that the 200 meter fly swimmer, doing the same training as swimmer, who swim 800 and 1,500 meters. And I just want my 50 meters there. Then that moment has come that I could reconcile everything I learned in college with the same application, and I was my own guinea pig. So I started testing, and they also started to improve. So it was more on that foundation that I got in college, that learning the basics and plus the principles of training, and brought it to swimming.
I've started to get behind this concept of a sprint revolution, and it's you know, it's funny how it's kind of come together at the same time where someone like you is in Brazil and you're having these ideas and you're starting to sell your own programs and sell your beliefs. We have Cam McAvoy who's out here who's gone on and you know, publicly said that the way that he was training was destroying him. He decided to invest his time and energy into creating this new system, again, this sprint revolution, and now he's gone on to become a world champion. And now here, the three of us have come together at the same time. It's just, maybe it's the hand of God or something, but we're all here together, and where we all three of us are feeling a pressure from the outside. Right? Like even Cam, the world champion, is getting questioned. I'm getting questioned as somebody that has coached a world record holder. You're getting hate in Brazil from people who are saying, you don't know what you're talking about, no one should follow you. So it's great that we're together, but on the outside, there's a lot of negativity, hey?
Yeah.
The people, I think they were going a lot because there is a system behind it that people follow blindly. The different bother them, so they don't have maybe discouraged to do something different, and whoever does something different ends up suffering from it, right? So a lot of people really come talking, oh, it doesn't work. Where did you get from this? Because they brought it all the baggage they came learning back there. But they don't question, no, don't ask why they are doing that. Normally, the answer I receive are, because it worked with this athlete or because yes. And I never was convinced with this answer from, I'm going to do this because it worked out with this athlete. And I will do this because that's how it works. It's always been like that. Not me. So I started bringing the new proposal and I am willing to take in the head, really. But now, being with you, with Cameron, you said of us, being here together. It's really something that to this day I didn't understand, because back there I never imagined would be here talking to you. And knowing that on the other side of the world there are so people who do training approach similar to mine makes me happy and with much more energy to go on, right? Actually, revolution of spirit training.
In America, they have different types of restaurants, and a lot of them are chain restaurants where you can go and you can eat massive amount of food for very cheap, right? You can get plates and plates of food for $20, and you can eat and eat and eat, you stuff yourself and you feel terrible after it. Then you can also go to restaurants where they're Michelin five-star restaurants and they give you tiny little portions, but the food tastes out of this world. It tastes incredible. The quality of the food is so high. And I liken that to exactly kind of what you're doing here, is that a lot of the times we go to these restaurants, we go to these pools, and we just stuff ourselves full of garbage. And yet, once we meet these Michelin chefs who can put food together so you actually taste it and the quality of it is out of this world, this is kind of what you're doing now. It's like, I watched you practice yesterday, and I would never prescribe anybody to do a 300 and say that was your workout. And yet here we are, over 3 hours, swimming faster than I've ever seen anybody swim in practice in my life. The quality of the practice was so high and so precise that I was blown away, because I've never seen it before. And this is what you're doing on a daily basis now. You know, you and Cam are swimming at a level unseen in practice. And so this concept of the quality over quantity, you know, less is more. Yes, less is more, but the quality is greater than I've ever seen in my life.
It really is, like you said very well. This is my main focus within the method less is more. The idea in less is more, in fact, maybe I will put in less volume and more quality in a more summarized way than it is. The philosophy behind the method, and we are really focused on training specificity. Work at the speed of the race or above the race speed, not working below, and a very fine focus also on swim technique. So it's because we are focused too much that I focus a lot within my training, specific training with high intensity, because that's actually what we're going to find, and that's what we have to do on our race. So you sum it up perfectly. I'm going to even use this analogy because I got really happy with that. My main idea within the method less is more is to work specifically, like a real sniper over there, with that one shot. Work exactly what needs to be done. So this is the proposition of my method. And yesterday practice that you saw really is, I got impressed. Scared until now, because without knowing me before, he's doing a very similar training approach with what I do that I've been doing since 2013. I'm very happy to find someone else in the world doing something similar, and that he's being the first guy in the world to validate everything we've been working on.
I'm happy too, man. Well, listen, Felipe, you're shaking the foundations of the old way. I think it's exceptional. You're creating a program and an environment for you and the people that follow you that I believe is fast, and there's nothing more fun than swimming fast, so it's fast and fun for sure. I also believe that you're creating a sprint revolution, my friend, and I'm a big fan of yours. I think you need a team of people that believe in you, and I believe in you 100%, and I'm happy to be part of your team, and man, it's been a pleasure. Good luck with everything, eh?
Thank you.
Dá o goodbye, pode chorar.
He's gonna make me cry too, I have to live.
It's an honor to me to be here, I'm so happy, man. I couldn't finish in this trip better. With these words of yours and with this moment that we are here living, because I really love swimming. I think swimming can be pleasurable like this, on the idea of working specifically, because today we're seeing the context of swimming. Many people stopping swimming, think they don't like swimming. They actually don't like the program they do. I think there is a big difference, and this is the proposal I want to bring in, right? The person to have pleasure and longevity in sport. It's not just make a good mark and stopping with 23, 24 years or even early, because the sport did not provide shit to keep in swimming. And being here with you today, with Ken McEvoy for me, I never imagined that I would get. This voice also be talking, maybe with the Rolly World, so thanks a lot for that, man.
Good stuff. All right. Thanks, man. Thank you.